A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and turned over their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken to them. All four Gospels include the story about Jesus becoming angry with the business people in the temple area. But why was he so angry? Was it because the temple tricksters were taking advantage of the Jewish pilgrims by making enormous profits from their needed services? Was it because these temple businessmen were distorting what true worship is by inferring in subtle ways that God could be bribed by offering larger, more expensive animals to sacrifice? These certainly seem to be part of the cause of Jesus' anger, but there's more, and we hear it as Jesus guides the conversation into a discussion about the temple and true worship. The temple is important, but Jesus knows God is not defined by the physical structures of a building or temple laws or human-made decrees. So Jesus directs their attention and insists there's a new way of experiencing God. He points to himself, the immediate presence of God, the living word of God, which even death cannot silence. God's presence, Jesus says, is not confined to stones or mortar. And we are reminded of this by the words of St. Augustine that were quoted at the dedication of St. John Lateran's Basilica. St. Augustine says, "A basilica is hewn out of timber and stone, mountains and forest, but the materials do not make the home for God until they are fitted together in love." Jesus' vision in creating a community of disciples was and is to create and sustain a community of love. And at the heart of this loving community is a tenacious spirit on whom we depend. Because we know love in action is a harsh and difficult thing compared to love in dreams. To be a loving community is demanding. So how will we know if our actions are Spirit-led? How will we know if the Holy Spirit dwells at the heart of our communities? Well, Jesus said there will be signs that mark and identify these communities. If as a community we can express our gratitude and lament, our praise of God for God's faithfulness, as well as the recognition of our own need of repentance, the Spirit is present. We will know we are a Spirit-led community if we continually seek new ways to serve others, especially the poor and those whose voices have been silenced by prejudice. And when we challenge the policies of those whose hearts have been hardened through selfishness and greed. We will know we are a Spirit-filled community when we are open to the prophetic voices within our community and appreciate the individual giftedness of each member and are willing to use our diversity of gifts to serve others in order to build up the body of the risen Christ in our times. And when we can listen patiently for the life-giving word and trust that an answer will come in due time. The gospel says the disciples didn't understand, and we too, as a living body of Christ, still don't see clearly. But today we ask the Spirit to deepen our faith and to continue to work through our strengths and weaknesses so that we can continue to do the work to which we have been called and to be the living presence of the risen Christ in our day. In other words, to fit the building together through love.